Leaders of Vermont's three major political parties say Governor Phil Scott's plan to implement a statewide health care plan for all teachers has become the defining issue of the 2017 legislative session. Lawmakers will return to Montpelier next week in search of a solution to this political impasse. VPR's Bob Kinzel reports.
There were very few issues during the legislative session that were as partisan and divisive as the fight over teachers' health care. Fossil Gill is the chairman of the Vermont Democratic Party. He says Scott's plan undermines the practice of collective bargaining at the local level, and he accused the governor of using, quote, D.C.-style politics to get his way on this issue.
You bargain with your employer. That's the number one issue. You're changing it to where you're bargaining with the state. They're not the employer. Who do you bargain with first? But again, that issue deserves time. That issue deserves to be fully vetted through various committees.
The governor has urged lawmakers to back his plan as the best way to achieve the maximum amount of savings when new health care contracts are negotiated this year. Scott wants all teachers to pay 20% of their premiums. The statewide average is 15%. In some districts, teachers pay as much as 21%, and in others they pay as little as 5%. The governor says he vetoed the budget bill to highlight his desire to have lawmakers deal with this issue in a special session. He also says he has no intention of holding the budget bill hostage if negotiations over his teacher health care plan are not successful. Senate Minority Leader Dustin DeGree says it's been difficult to reach a compromise on this issue because the Vermont NEA, the state teachers union, has very strong connections to the Democratic Party.
I think that the partisanship is really coming down to the fact that the teachers union is a very, very strong voice in Vermont, and it's a very strong voice in the Democratic establishment, and this is something that they're against. The school boards are in favor of it. The superintendents are in favor of it.
Washington County Senator Anthony Polina is the interim chairperson of the Vermont Progressive Party. He strongly opposes Scott's plan because Polina believes collective bargaining should stay at the local level. Polina is also very disappointed that negotiations to settle this issue have been conducted by just a handful of lawmakers meeting in secret.
There's no public testimony, no committee hearings, no witnesses being called. No serious public discussion of the pros and cons so that Vermonters could actually make a decision as to what they feel about this issue. Essentially, no transparency, no democracy. It's a bad process, and it's really bad for all of us, and we're all going to lose if this goes through.
Will lawmakers and the governor reach a compromise on this issue? Scott is confident that it will be resolved.
I feel as though we all want the same thing. I look for areas where we can agree. And I think the goals are some that we can agree upon. And I believe, again, this was a good, a positive step forward in the first meeting. And I think that everyone wants to get this resolved before the veto session.
The governor says he's also optimistic that a compromise plan to legalize marijuana in Vermont, beginning in the summer of 2018, will be reached before the start of the special veto session on Wednesday. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.